Wake Up with Power FM's Brad and Hutsy.
The PS5, PlayStation 5 pre-orders went up yesterday online, and some places like JB Hi-Fi have already stopped filling their pre-orders because of overwhelming demand. So, like, yeah. If you want to get your hands on one of these new consoles for Christmas, you might have to hunt around.
Yeah, I saw you and Liam run around like giddy like schoolgirls, with excitement, seeing announcing the price, running around waving their hands in the air.
Woo! I probably won't, grab one straight away.
You never
but I'm just saying, for those mums and dads out there that, are being pestered by the kids, I want a PS5 for Christmas,
yeah.
You might want to try and get your hands on one now.
Yeah, you never grab the first one because that's when they're ironing out the kinks. I grabbed the first Xbox 360 when it came out. Those are the ones that ended up having the Ring of Death.
Oh, the Red Ring, yeah.
I got rid of mine well before that ever happened because I bought a computer at the same time, but there's an example of not to buy the first.
Yeah, but things sell out all the time. It happens, there's always a shortage of some kind. Like a few months back, it was a shortage of toilet paper and everyone was just...
Well, then everyone loses their minds.
Exactly. But now there seems to be another shortage at the supermarket, a shortage of ushies.
Oh, no.
So we've gone from a shortage of things for your tushy to a shortage of ushies. Woolworths is the place that's running their new Disney Plus collectible ushies that you may have heard a lot about over the past few weeks since they've been up for grabs. You spend a certain amount in store, $30 or more, and you get a handful of these little plastic miniature things that the kids just go Burko for.
I know. Back in my day, people were going Burko for rare Pokemon. Now they're going Burko for rare ushies.
Mm.
And just like Pokemon, you've got to catch them all, apparently.
Well, these things are quite expensive, some of them. Like, there's one up for grabs on eBay right now. It's got 98 bids on this Baby Yoda Ushi.
Oh, God.
That you may have seen in the news. It's $99,900 at the moment.
Someone's not willing to commit just for that little bit extra.
Well, the thing is, like, a rare glitter Elsa Ushi apparently sold for $11,000.
So it actually sold. Someone actually handed it over.
I mean, it's sold, but whether or not someone handed the cash over, that is the big question. But the problem is the demand of the Ushis is so high that they've run out in some stores. Woolies has said, "We thank customers for their patience and understanding given the popularity of our Ushis, and there are some stores that might have to wait until the weekend before we can replenish the stock of these things." And some of the parents, oh man, they are dirty. One lady, she did her shopping and she bought specific items that would give her bonus ushies. And then she said, the girl at the checkout informed me that there aren't any and they're probably not getting them back. And she's like, I could have saved money. My favorite was this other lady who went, not happy Woolworths. I've just done a huge shop to be told they have no ushies at the moment. I can't claim for the 15 ushies on my docket. I have now left the store with a crying child. Now, I would hope that that's her child and she didn't just take that child because she couldn't get her hands on ushies. Just because they don't have ushies, that doesn't mean you resort to kidnapping children, okay? Just calm down. Maybe teach your kid not to, invest so much in plastic disposable toys.
I kind of feel bad for the staff that work there. Just imagine the sort of stuff they have to put up with all the customers demanding ushies. It'd be like working at the Royal Mint or something. You have to empty your pockets before you go out every day to make sure there's no insider ushie trading going on.
Yeah. I'm surprised they're not trying to pull ushie heists, like people doing some Ocean's 11 style break into Woolies to try and get the precious Baby Yoda ushie. I imagine someone's like out the back in the warehouse and there's like that one Baby Yoda ushi sitting on that pedestal and they're like rubbing their face like Indiana Jones with this tiny bag of sand trying to get the weight right to not trigger any booby traps.
Power FM's Brad and Hutsy.
Well, tomorrow at Berrimble Oval, there's going to be a ton of people because the Sapphire Coast AFL Grand Finals are being held. Tickets are already sold out. People are that keen to see the Narumba Lions and the Marimbula Diggers go head-to-head in the men's. And in the women's, the Tathra Seagulls up against the Birmingham Gui Breakers, and one of the girls has just been named as best and fairest for 2020 from the Bermagui Breakers. We've got 16-year-old Alana Dummett with us. Good morning.
Good morning.
Congratulations. This must be huge for you, Alana.
Thank you. I wasn't really expecting it, to be honest.
I mean, this is your first year playing with the club.
Yeah. I've come over from League Tag.
Wow, that must have been a big move, like to make a change like that, jumping codes.
Yeah. Well, I've played a bit of AFL before for school, but not really anything major.
We could have our very own South Coast Elise Perry, just switching sports whenever it's convenient, a superstar at all.
I don't know.
They made the announcement last night. Alana, where were you when you found out you got best and fairest?
I was just at home. I just got home from training.
Did they host like a Zoom thing as well? Were you watching any part of that or was it just a text or how did you...
It was just posted on Facebook.
And your Breakers teammate, Georgia Moore, she came runner-up. You just edged her out by 1 point. Have you talked to Georgia at all since the announcement?
Georgia's my... Well, we go to training together. She lives just down the road from me. She definitely deserves it as well. Like, she's a weapon.
You do realise that now that you've beaten her for that title, now you're actually obliged to call her champ at training now.
Oh.
Trot that one out next time you go to training, Alana. Tomorrow, the Breakers are going up against the Tathra Seagulls. What do you rate your chances tomorrow? Obviously, you're hoping to win the grand final.
Yeah, we hope to win. We're one of the youngest teams in the comp, so we've obviously just got to go out there and play our hardest and play how we've been playing all year. Sorry.
You're on the school bus at the moment, we've got to point out.
Yeah.
So you've got all your mates there from school, like, basically watching you as you talk on the radio.
Yeah. But, yeah, we've just got to go out there and play our hardest.
Okay, I'm going to make a prediction, Brad.
Okay.
The team who scores the most points will win tomorrow.
Oh, that's a big call, Hutsy.
And hopefully it's you guys. I don't know. Don't want to sound biased, but you seem pretty cool. You seem like you got it under wraps. So,
well, good luck tomorrow, Alana. Hopefully you and the rest of the girls come out on top.
Thank you.
And good luck to the Seagulls as well. We don't want to show favouritism here, but you get your hands on the trophy tomorrow. All the best.
Yeah, thank you.
Power FM's Brad and Hutsy.
Your school muck-up day, year 12 muck-up day. Do you remember anything exciting happening with that? Did you partake in any tomfoolery?
I think there was a water balloon fight and a bit of toilet papering, but other than that, We didn't go ham or anything compared to some of the other stories I've heard over the years. Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't really do much for mine. I've just turned up like normal. But one of my other friends decided to bring his friend from another school to pose as a student at that school, which was quite strange.
Okay.
Had a spare set of uniform and he just turned up like a regular student. But obviously you couldn't fool the principals and people like that. He saw this kid straight away and was like, "You don't go here. What are you doing here?
Who are you?
You need to leave now or it's going to be trouble." So it was a pretty short and pointless sort of muck-up day. But I tell you what, over the years, you've probably seen a couple of really wild ones over the years. Depends, you know, where they are. But this one coming from a girls' high school of all places in Mosman in Sydney. This one, the Queenwood School for Girls. This is one of the best pranks I've ever seen for a muck-up day from a year 12 student. Goes by the name of Sophie, her first name is. She had the bright spark of an idea to basically, Sophie Nell her name is, to try and put her school up for sale with the local real estate.
Okay, sure.
And she done such a good job. This whole thing looked legitimate. She had the big poster out the front, as you had, listing the bedrooms, bathrooms, all that sort of stuff. So she originally put up 53 bedrooms.
Was it up for auction or she set a price for it?
It was actually up for auction and there was a bit of a guide as well. So 47 bathrooms, 20 car spots as well, 53 bedrooms. What couldn't you love about that? And she done such a good job that she actually commented on some people actually calling up and inquiring about it. Take a listen to this.
A Parisian developer has called her saying he's so excited about this piece of land that's going up for sale, and I've gotten like a couple like texts and calls.
Yeah, so Sophie's neighbour is a real estate agent, so basically her and her dad approached her neighbour, who's the agent, just to go, "Hang on a sec, we've got a really good idea for a prank. Let's see this thing through."
Yep.
And that's exactly what they've done. It's extraordinary. A lot of people did actually get fooled. At one stage, there was even a report of, because this school costs, it's $26,000 a year to go to this school. So it's a bit of money you're putting forward to, you know, to be able to go to this school. And one parent was inquiring about sending his daughter to the school and actually had to, by the time he actually turned up for the interview and everything, he actually had to go in and double check with them to make sure the school wasn't, you know, getting sold off before he dumps all this money for
his child. They made it look so legit. I mean, it's one of those things too, if you want to show buyers through the property, it's a bit hard if you've got students everywhere. I guess that's where you go like, "Oh, apparently one of the students has tested positive to COVID." Every kid goes home and that's when you show the buyers through.
So this whole thing was pretty well done. A DA approved for a nightclub. 24/7, it's got in the front. It could be a brewery or minimum security prison, you know, or maybe.
Well, practically is for some kids, isn't it? Yeah.
And in the area, which is pretty expensive, Mosman in Sydney, it just says, "or a humble Mosman home."
Okay, sure.
Fair enough. So she's done that much of a good job. Even the real estate agents are just blown away with the amount of phone calls they're getting.
It doesn't come with just one netball or basketball court. Comes with multiple.
Exactly right. They've had to try and tell people that are calling up that this thing, you know, it's not for real. It's actually just a prank. Even the teachers are liking it. Some of the parents are saying, "This is genius. Why hadn't I thought of this? Or why hasn't my daughter thought of something like this?" But basically, I think the whole thing could have almost passed, you know, the whole sniff test. If it wasn't just for one part at the end, when it came to basically revealing what the asking price was, probably a little bit like this, the phone call.
$100 billion.
Not far off, $150 million, but you get the idea.
Yeah.
Power FM's Brad and Hutsy, weekdays from 6.